Hello, good people. Let me turn the air on. I have the air on in the studio, okay? So this is, if I have the air on in the studio, what is this? This April the 17th? This is officially then the warm months are beginning because it can be hot, you know, it's never hot enough outside anytime outside of the summer months or the warm months, you know, beginning like now, springtime all the way through summer, all in California, all the way through early fall. It can be fucking hot, Jack. The fire season, of course, the fire season's completely fucked up now. It's fire season's in January now. You know, fire season's in February. It's crazy. But at one time, fire season was, you know how you have, like, down south, you have hurricane season, which ends in, is it October, November? Begins what sometime used to begin. I mean, back before everything got fucked up. Hurricane season in Florida began, I think, like June, July, and then went all the way through November. Fire season in California was, I don't know, you know, the summer, sometimes the summer months, maybe late May, all the way through October. We would have pretty devastating fires in the fall. Turn this motherfucker off. God damn. I just tried to turn it off and went off. It must be rebelling against me because I don't do anything wrong. I always do everything right. So this is what I mean. I'm in the studio now, which is located right across the hall from our office. And this is what's happening downstairs. Upstairs is where we do our video. We'll do the video for you. You hear that? That is, you know, sucking all the fucking mold out of the air. It's crazy. People say, well, you know, you're in a studio. It should be soundproof. Yeah, I suppose. You know, here's my feeling. Yeah, you know, there's a certain kind of standard, I suppose, in terms of recording music. It should be this, that, and everything else. And recording like a audio show, you know, not an audio show, a spoken word show like this. And then there's the school of thought that is, fuck it. You know, who gives a shit if it's noisy? You know, I don't know how many of you have actually listened to vinyl. I grew up with vinyl. I know it makes me an old man. I know it's very convenient for some of these Gen X motherfuckers to say this. You know, you baby boomers, when your kids get killed, hey, you know, it's no big deal. But if you lose your Social Security, you get crazy. Well, first of all, asshole, I haven't had a kid, you know, I haven't had kid-sized kids in a long fucking time. What the fuck are you talking about, boomer, when your kids get killed? Are you talking about my grandkids? Okay. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Gen X, you're the motherfuckers whose kids are getting killed. You and the Gen Zs are the ones that are getting killed. Am I right? Or the millennials? I know, it's okay. Every fucking generation thinks the older generation fucked everything up for them. I thought the same fucking way about my people. There's nothing original about your thinking. Do you get it yet? Do you understand this shit yet? Do you understand the shit that you're doing called life? Every motherfucking generation is pissed off at the one ahead of it because they fucked it all up and they didn't get it and they don't understand because here's how it's really, this is what's really happening. You motherfuckers, if you just open your eyes, you'd see. I used to say that to my dad. If you just open your fucking eyes, you'd see. Same shit. Different fucking day. There's nothing different about it. There's nothing, you don't have any special fucking insight. I didn't either. I was just as fucking dumb as you, and I'm probably still pretty dumb. The only thing I've figured out is this. When I was a kid, and I was jaw-jacking at my fucking old man or my mom about this, that, or something else, I had no fucking idea what it was that they had gone through, what they'd experienced, what it was they were trying to tell me. They were not very good at communicating, and that's probably what we're talking about here. We're not talking about what any individual generation knows or doesn't know. We're talking about, are they able to communicate what it is they do know? And are they able to slow the fuck down long enough to understand what a younger generation may be talking about? However, having said that, the idea that it's the old people that don't fucking get it, bitch, that is not a new idea. That's just not a new fucking idea. That's just as ancient as man himself. It's just, you know, one generation replaces the next generation, replaces the next generation. It's going to happen to you, motherfuckers. If you're lucky enough, if you live long enough, it'll happen to you, motherfuckers, as sure as shit. Your kids are going to grow up and think you are the lamest motherfucker they ever met in their life. I know, but I, you know, by the time I get there, Phil, I'll figure some things out. Bullshit. That's the second con. You think by the time you get there to this particular age, whatever it is, like older person age, like old guy age, you're going to be way smarter than the old guy that was there ahead of you? Bullshit. No, you won't. I mean, you'll have seen different things, you know. Maybe you'll see flying fucking cars. Maybe you'll understand some things about AI. Maybe you'll get things about medicine. Maybe, you know, there'll be new information, right? But in terms of life's lesson, in terms of communication, being able to adequately communicate to a generation before, you know, that's behind you, no, you won't be any better at it than anybody else. You'll suck. Some people individually able to make breakthroughs. You know, there's people like, I don't know, was Bernie Sanders maybe one who there was a period of time maybe still that he was able to communicate to, you know, like Gen Z people, millennial people. The millennials are actually not, the Gen Zs are the young ones. Bernie got through to them. I think it's because he just was honest. He understands the basics. Who's getting fucked here, man? And he sees it. This is what's happening. This is how you're getting fucked. Let me just tell you straight up. He's not saying you are fucking me up. He's saying here's how we're fucking you up. And this is the truth. And what he's just basically saying when he says how we are, he's talking about the system. The system that's in place right now. That was in place when I was a fucking kid. That was in place when my old man was a fucking kid. My father, when he was 15 years old, the whole goddamn economic life of the world collapsed. When he's a 15-year-old kid. Did he give a fuck then? Probably not. He probably, you know, he was probably having his fun, like all 15-year-old kids do and should. He was probably laughing it up. He didn't quite get, you know, when I was 15, Jesus Christ, we had civil rights. There were race riots in the major cities of America. The anti-Vietnam War protest movement had gained big steam, man. There were literally millions of people now marching against the war. We had the Students for a Democratic Society that were pipe bombing fucking national monuments. The Black Panthers were in a life and death struggle with the police, and people, older people, like people my age, back then, were scared to fucking death. What did I think? I thought the whole fucking thing was a party. I thought, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Shit, yeah. That's what I thought. And then when the Democratic National Convention was on TV in 1968, and you saw the blue-helmeted Chicago police wailing on the anti-war and anti-convention demonstrators, really, they were protesting the Democratic Convention because Bobby Kennedy had been assassinated, and there was no fucking Democratic candidate left except Hubert Humphrey, who was a fucking joke. Forgive me, Senator Humphrey, but you were, sir. And when we saw the Chicago police busting people's heads up, we were thinking, this is it. This is fucking revolution. This is, these motherfuckers ought to turn around and beat on those fucking cops. That was the indictment. See, that was the verification of what we've been saying, that your generation, Dad, is a piece of shit. Look, see what those cops are doing? It proves it. But now I look at that and I go, it was the reaction of, yeah, but the system was reacting the way the system is built to react. There was this violence, or there was a disorganization and frenetic and uncontrolled behavior that, well, what did we do? Call out the cops. Racial issues in the country. There were a lot of things that were getting solved in ways that, I guess, was the only way you could solve them, violently. The only way you get the attention of any entrenched system is with violence. That's the only fucking way you get their motherfucking attention. Is with violence. What's happening in the country right now? Some pretty outrageous shit, and people are getting really fucking pissed. Some people may think it's a bunch of lib shit. I don't know. You think whatever you want. But what it is that the present system is fucking with is something that's going to explode into violence if what's happening right now doesn't get resolved. This deporting people without due process, this is bullshit. And this causes people to get angry. And what do people do when they're angry? They start breaking things. I saw that fucking town hall at Grassley did. That poor befuddled old motherfucker, he didn't know what he was in for. Those are his people. Those are Republicans. They were tearing him a fucking ass. So, you know, let's do this. Let's do the right shit. Not the wrong shit. The right shit. And every single person, every one of us, we know what the right shit is. The right shit is the shit that is, you know, embodied in the Constitution of the United States of America. And that is, doesn't take a fucking brain surgeon to know what's in there. And anything else is bullshit. And that's how I feel about that. Okay, now, I didn't mean to get off on a tangent there, but we have Bobby Dooley today. I found a quote from Bobby Dooley that just cracked me up. So I put it up on the Facebook fan page. And we're going to deal with that today. We also have a guy by the name of Carol Beryl, who August Selson did great things for him, and he's on to defend August Selson. We also then have, I think it's Carol Beryl and August Selson. And I mean, oh, and Bobby Dooley in the quote, yeah. All right, stick around.